today's modern smoker.
Shopping yet, America, are you saying, bah, humbug. Kate Delaney, America tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, we have a lot to get to on this show, including this hour anyway. What are the big stories? Last week, oh, what a difference a week makes. We were talking about the shakedowns, the pat-downs at the airport. Now it's Cyber Monday and WikiLeaks, easy for me to say. Too much time in the sun here in Florida. That's where we're broadcasting live from. Anyway, WikiLeaks is the center of attention. It is what pretty much everybody has an opinion on. It did temporarily shift some of what's going on with the TSA, I think, for momentarily away from that and on to the documents and what the reaction has been to it, and the State Department and foreign diplomats and on as the story goes. So WikiLeaks has definitely irritated more than a few diplomats. It's also gotten under the skin of some of our own politicians, you know, foreign diplomats, but also under the skin of our own politicians. And Eric Holder, the Attorney General, says they're going to go after him big time. Take a listen.
We have an active, ongoing criminal investigation with regard to this matter. To the extent that we can find anybody who was involved in the breaking of American law and who has put at risk the assets and the people that I have described, they will be held responsible. They will be held accountable.
All right, so they will be held accountable. Well, of course, so in other words, the whistleblowers who turn over the documents are the ones who are going to pay the price for the accolades that WikiLeaks gets from many people. So the idea that, hey, we're the one-stop shop, we're going to give you all the scoop, we're going to scoop all the networks, everybody else, because they can't get the information we can get. So in some cases, and that's true, because you see it reprinted in the New York Times, you see it on the broadcast news stations, obviously we're all talking about it. And so in a sense, they have scooped everybody else. But at the same time, to what detriment, you know, where is the line of too much is too much, and is it really necessary? I mean, here's the bigger question. Is it really necessary? Is it really necessary to know that there was a memo from King Abdullah from Saudi Arabia saying, take out Iran? I mean, it's actually interesting to me, because when you think of what happens in those neighboring countries and how they step around their relationship with Ahmadinejad. At the same time, it is intriguing. But from the point of view of is it a need to know thing? No, it's not necessarily a need to know thing. It is interesting, but it's not necessarily a need to know. But that's not what WikiLeaks is about. WikiLeaks is about the information, you know, exposing the information and then let it go where it goes. Some people pounding him to the ground, the founder, and other people praising him. And there's sort of no in-between on this. Either you think that this guy needs to go away, or that he's doing a big service to the world by exposing things that people had no clue about. Bottom line is, take out the WikiLeaks founder from the equation, and what do you think of the site and what do you think of him? It's the whistleblowers who are going to pay the massive, massive price for this, for all the stuff that's out there, for all the information that's been released, whoever it is that is attached to the State Department, they're going to try to take them down in a very, very big way, because it is embarrassing to show that we don't have a handle on the valve of closing off the information that's flowing out there. And this one particular guy, let's face it, is getting it. You don't think if CBS or CNN, with their crappy ratings, CNN, wouldn't love to get some of this stuff and parcel it out and put it out and feed it out there on some of their network shows? You bet they would. I mean, they would pump it out all over the place. And I'd say the same thing for any of the other networks, to be certain. because they're in the ratings game. They're in the infotainment game. And WikiLeaks is in that same game. It's about the hits. It's about the people that go to the website. It's about capitalism. Yes, there may be another part to this in what he calls exposing the injustices or whatnot. But at the same time, it is about capitalism. It is about getting people to go to the website. And, you know, that's the bottom line with WikiLeaks. So those who do the leaking, they're going to pay the price. The guy who has the website, he's going to rake in the dough, is pretty much the way it works. He says, however, Julian Assange, that he's not safe wherever he is, so he has to constantly move around. He's in a constant state of motion, worrying, looking over his shoulder for fear that somebody will try to take him out. And, you know, that is an interesting question. Is it paranoia? Is it ego? Is it, you know, what is it? Or is he dead on right? And, you know, the odds are he could be a little bit dead on right, that there are some people that would love to see him go away. And if they could make it happen, you know, then maybe they would take the chance and make it happen whatever they had to do. All right, we got more problems in Mexico. You know, they found two drug tunnels, what, in the past week and a half, but it's not so much about the drug tunnels. To me, the scarier thing is what's happening in cities like Acapulco, what's happening not necessarily just in border cities, but some of those other places. And anytime, I don't care where it is, whether it's a border city or not, when you hear about the digging of the mass graves, you know, that kind of gives you pause. And this time, the Mexican army is saying that they discovered clandestine graves holding about 20 bodies or so near a ranch in the northern border state of Chihuahua. I spent some time in Chihuahua. I covered one of the elections there. Of course, it's the pre and the panista parties, and I saw firsthand what that was like. And in Chihuahua, they have, you know who the Mennonites are? Kind of like the Amish people, for lack of a better way to describe, in a religious group. And the Mennonites make their home in Chihuahua. And I'm wondering if they've been driven out because of some of the threats to not just their land, but threats to their children, threats to them themselves. You have to think that the drug cartel is running amok, I guess, is what it is. So they found these bodies, and here we go again. Earlier this month, they found 18 men who were kidnapped in Acapulco, where they had gone on vacation. They were in a mass grave outside of the city. Now in Chihuahua, you have these 20. You know, it's like the killing fields in Mexico. What's the breaking point for tourists going there? If you go to the State Department website, I know a couple of weeks ago there was a warning about Mexico, and I'm wondering if it's still there. And I'm wondering how many people, even in the resort areas, are saying, yeah, it might be a little bit too dicey for me. I love Mexico. I love going down to Cancun. It rocks. I love going to, you know, pick a city, Cozumel, but I just don't want to risk it this time around. It's too dangerous. I have a few too many drinks. Who knows if I end up back in my hotel room or something a little bit more sinister happens. All right, keep it here. Coming up, we're going to mix it up, including a little sports. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure. Natalie, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
About I want to reach out and grab you. I think there's a few people that would like to reach out and grab the founder of WikiLeaks. But you know what? It's a free country, right? And freedom of the press and all the possible information that is pumped out there. That's the whole idea of the whistleblower. The whistleblower does things that makes other people very, very uncomfortable, and this guy has managed to rock more than a few power apple carts, to say the least, starting with the White House on down, because here you go, first the Pentagon. So you, can you imagine that conversation? We used to do a segment called Fly on the Wall, and if you could be a fly on the wall and hear any conversation between anybody, I mean, it could be people that are famous or people that are not famous, could be a sports scenario, business scenario, anything, you know, whatever you can dream up. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall when something like that breaks and imagine the White House battening the hatches and trying to figure out, you know, who start to point the fingers and figure out how did that possibly get out and get on the hotline to talk to Robert Gates and on down the line. And, of course, they're just flustered. They have no idea. And then the story starts to unfold and then they learn more about the guy who did it and the access he had, and then they decide to pull back on their clearance passes, and the eyes only really shrink to like three pairs of eyes instead of 150. So the Pentagon goes through what they went through. Then you leap over a month and a half later to the State Department, and now the State Department is saying the very same thing. how did this happen? You know, where does this trail lead? We're investigating, and Eric Holder, of course, investigating that. And how do we, you know, how does this happen? We don't, you know, we don't understand. They're shaking their heads, and that would be an interesting conversation. Be an interesting conversation to hear what Obama ultimately says to Hillary Clinton, and then on down the line. Maybe not so much at the top level. Maybe the underlings, the point person on the whole thing. And I guarantee they're saying the same thing. They have, they're tracing it, they're investigating it, but they do not know. And it could end up being somebody who just flat out had an axe to grind, or just thinks that this is information that needs to be, you know, revealed. Let's face it, there's no mystery there. There are plenty of things that are covered up that shouldn't be, that should be exposed, that should be out there. We live in luckily in a world where we have freedom of the press, and we've got the Freedom of Information Act. All right, let's go to Kentucky. What's happening in the bluegrass state? Craig, what's
Hello.
Going on? Hey.
Oh, well, I have a you speak some things that are going on. Right now, I've got a health care issue going on that I believe they've covered up. I've got a tumor on my lungs, and I've been trying for three or four years now to get these issues or a health care issue solved, because of symptoms related to this tumor, or I believe related to it. And now I've been to the doctor so many times, and they've charged my insurance, and they just kept me coming back. And I finally, they wouldn't tell me what was wrong with me. They would just tell me what wasn't wrong with me. And
oh.
Then it had, well, and listen, this is true. I've got a 1.5 centimeter by 2.5 centimeter tumor on my right lung lower lobe.
Oh, and, I'm sorry.
Well, that's not the problem about, you know, everybody.
It's the health care issue. Yeah, about the coverage, about what are you supposed to do. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
The thing about it is, these doctors may not have to, by law, treat a patient, but they should be responsible to inform the patient if the patient has a serious condition.
Right.
And they did not do that. And today, I asked the doctors 3 times to give my mom a flu shot. She has dementia. They would not give her a flu shot.
And what was the reason for not giving the flu shot?
They didn't say. I asked 3 times before I left that office, and they never said anything.
Wow.
So, I mean, things like this, Kim, need to be brought out, because it's, you know, you say, well, this is happening in Kentucky to Craig, but this could happen elsewhere, too. People need to be aware of this.
I agree. I mean, I absolutely. I think if there are people that are, we know that there are other people that are having problems with health care, with pre-existing conditions or things that aren't covered, or paperwork that mysteriously gets lost, or insurance that's there but that doesn't cover certain things, not just pre-existing conditions but things that you're told are covered and then you get a bill for it. No, I think there's massive, massive problems in healthcare. There's no question about it. I think the legislation that's out there needs to be revamped, but I think there are massive problems, and there is a cover up. There are things that have happened, I think, that need to be exposed. You're right. I'm glad that you called, Craig. I'm sorry that you're having all the hassles you're having. In fact, if you want, send me an email. Send me an email so I can email back and forth with you and see if I can find anything out. I don't know that I can, but send me an email if you would at americatonight.net.
I'll do that, and I have the pictures of the scans that I've saved to my desktop.
Send me
on
that.
My computer.
Yeah.
I certainly will. I'll send that to you. And listen, I appreciate you allowing me to talk about this on your program, because this helps me, but this may help somebody else too in the future.
You're right. Absolutely. That's what happens. It's just that one little ripple that can make a big difference. Thanks, Craig. Glad for the call, and hang in there, buddy. That's got to be rough, man. And see, here's the thing. And you listen to what he's saying, and very really strong in his voice. He's dealing with his own situation, and then yet he's got to deal with his mom. I mean, a lot of people find themselves in that same boat, where they're treating themselves for something or trying to get the treatment for themselves, and then they get frustrated with something else that's happened to their, you know, to a family member, and they find those walls go up, and how tough is that to slog through it? The frustrations when you're just, man, you just want things to be settled correctly. And this is why, in a different way, when I've talked about healthcare before and what I've seen from the Veterans Administration in some cases in some cities, when guys come back and they've got, who knows, you know, some kind of severe injury, whether it's a missing limb or something else, and they can't get through, they can't get the doctor the appointment that they need, they've got to call this telephone loop line, and it just makes me crazy. And I've seen it. I've gone down to the one in Dallas. I've seen what happens. There are good doctors, there are good people out there, but the red tape and the nonsense that happens. And so it happens both for people in the military who are using the VA. It happens to other people like Craig who are trying to get treatment or get answers or get whatever, and they're bumping their head against that proverbial wall. And it's tough, man, of all the things that you have to go through. You know, my grandmother used to say to me, and you're a kid and you think you can fly. You just think nothing's going to happen to you. You couldn't possibly get sick. You couldn't possibly have anything happen. My grandmother used to say, as long as you have your health, you have everything. As long as you have your health, I'd be like, gosh, that's so old-fashioned. That's so, what is she talking about, as long as you have your health? And then you see, because you see what happens to people, how it tears down their life, and they don't have as much fight when they're constantly having to be on the phone and being transferred and scattered all over the place and trying to keep a house together and trying to work on top of everything else. All right, we kind of got on a little bit of a soapbox there. You may have your own axis to grind with healthcare and wherever it is that you hail from. And if you do, it's a good time to remind you, share your stories with us. If not on the air, send me an email about it at americatonight.net. Don't forget, on Thursday we have Nail the Score. In our third hour, it's back to its regular time. So Thursday, in our third hour, randomly, the game of the week will be chosen by our supercomputer. You call in, you pick which team you think will win and what the final score will be. And maybe you'll be a lucky winner, just like Chris in Connecticut was. So I can't believe she nailed the Eagles game 2 weeks ago. Unbelievable. We finally had a winner, but our game still continues, so you could be the next winner here on America Tonight.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you work for the federal government, it's the Grinch who stole your raise. The president announced a 2-year pay freeze for federal workers. I don't know that this is necessarily a surprise. For goodness sake, look where we are when we're talking about the deficit and whatnot. But there are people who need the cost of living increase, and there are people who their pay grade isn't that high, so they're looking for that little tiny bump that they get every year in order to claw and scratch and survive and to pay all the taxes that they're going to get slammed with. So the deal is you've got about 2 million federal workers who will be part of the 2-year freeze, and this is all part of trying to do something about the deficit, obviously. And it shows that even the White House is concerned over the deficit, or at least the reaction, certainly, that it's been causing, like we always say on this show. You know, you take a stroll down that deficit clock in New York City, and no joke, it's broken, because you cannot really wrap your mind around just how big of a number that is. And let's face it, small businesses are in trouble, some of them, and a lot of people are tightening their belt these days, which is probably a good thing, because they've got to figure out a way to survive. So the proposal has to be approved, rubber-stamped, whatever, by Congress, and it wouldn't apply to the military, but it would affect everybody else down the line. It wouldn't affect, of course, members of Congress or their staffs. It wouldn't affect, if you're listening, defense contractors. It wouldn't affect postal workers or federal court judges or workers. But I think this was a way to maneuver to get in front of what the Republicans are talking about, their plans to slash federal pay and the workforce, too, next year. So this way, now we're in the lame duck session. you jump ahead in January and get right in the thick of it, and that was going to be one of the top priorities. So this comes in front of, if you're paying attention, as we set the table for you early in the week, this comes ahead of the curve for that big brouhaha, well, probably not a brouhaha, but a mind meld. Let's call it a mind meld. That's a reference, right, to Star Trek. A mind meld at the White House with both Republicans and the Democrats. So if anything comes out of that, and this is just one proposal and still, again, has to get the official approval. Because remember, people always somehow forget this. We have three branches of government, right? And the executive is just one of them. You still got to get the legislative branch to sign off on this stuff. You got to play with everybody in the schoolyard. And boy, it's been rough times in that schoolyard, hasn't it been? And lame duck. And is really anything, I'm keeping score here, is anything going to really happen with this lame duck Congress? Maybe, because this is one of the things. One of the things is the budget and looking at the budget and trying to figure that out. I always say it wouldn't be America tonight if we didn't have some kind of disaster somewhere in the world. What I like about the show is that for the most part, we are live, right? So Japan gets hit with an earthquake. Want to know how big? That Richter scale thing and what it all means, 6.9. You know, when we talk about earthquakes, what are we usually talking about? We're usually talking about Japan or the Philippines. So it was off the southern coast, and it actually swayed. There were some buildings swaying, I guess the correct way to say that, in downtown Tokyo. So it was certainly felt by the people there. 6.9 is nothing to sneeze at. You know, it's like Californians. They're always talking about the big one. When is the big one going to happen? Whether you live in San Francisco or some of the outlying areas in the peninsula, or whether you live in Southern California, that is always at some point part of the cocktail conversation, believe it or not. The entire time I lived in California, at least once a month, I'll say once a month, somebody brought up the idea of, yeah, you know, just be ready in case something happens. I mean, maybe they didn't say it that way, but they'd say, do you have stuff in the back of your car? You know, you're not from here, and there's always a chance that down the fault line something could happen, and you sort of got to have a plan in the back of your head and to think of, you know, what you're going to do. And in Japan, I can imagine that the people certainly know and live with that, the fear that, you know, hey, today could be that day. And when you're walking in a place like Tokyo and you look up and you see, whew, that swaying of the building. You ever see a building sway? It is a strange sight, let me tell you. And it's strange to be in a building where it actually you can feel that kind of sway. All right, this is Odds and Ends. So we, you know, by the name of the segment, we tell you about some odds and ends, things that are strange, things that don't have an end or whatnot. We told you about the 2-year freeze on the federal pay for some, and obviously this earthquake is another. The good news is there's no reports of any deaths or anything like that. At the top of the show, we told you that one of the congressmen, Pete King, is saying that there should be some repercussions for WikiLeaks and that there should be prosecution. There should be something that happens here because, I mean, this is like high crimes by all the secret sensitive documents that have been released by WikiLeaks. And, you know, there's not too many takers. I'm assuming that people are more interested in Cyber Monday and some other things versus WikiLeaks and ultimately whether or not he should be prosecuted, whether or not something should come of the things that are being released on his site. And the bigger problem is who let the flow of information out there in the first place? But then there comes, like I said earlier, the dangerous part of this conversation. If the flow is that great and things keep being released, whether it's the State Department or the Pentagon or who knows, the White House, wherever, whatever's next, you know, eventually what happens, this leads to, well, you know, we gotta close some of these avenues off. So we have to have fewer people who know X, Y, Z. Then you get to that whole power thing where, you know, absolute power corrupts. Not that we don't already have that, and we haven't seen that left and right. Right, here's the here's another good odds and ends for you, and it's not necessarily good. In fact, I know somebody who had to deal with this, but the Toyota folks are going to pay to fix about 650,000 Priuses for a coolant pump glitch, they say, that's what it is, that could cause the hybrid to overheat and actually lose power. That's nice. Driving down the road, you're in your Prius, you're feeling good about yourself, giving yourself that pat on the back, going green, doing my part, got my Prius, paid for my Prius, and then lo and behold, whoops, something's wrong with that Prius. I got to take it back. Toyota has to hate this. I mean, they have to hate that they've had one problem after another problem after another problem. But you take a little survey of people who drive Toyotas, and it used to be you get a Toyota, at least the thought was, and you drive it into the ground. If you're going to hold your car for 10 years or more and not want to have a car payment, which a lot of people don't, even if they have the extra jack, they're not big into the whole car thing, then Toyota was the car to get if you took care of it. A lot of people swear by how long and how many miles, you know, how long you could drive it and how many miles you could put on it. So Toyota with the Prius, like I said, here we go again, as they've got to figure out what, well, they had figured out what it was, the coolant pump, but they've got to repair people who are in the dire situation of maybe breaking down somewhere. Al is listening to us in Canada. Batter up. Hey, Al, what's going on?
Hi, Kate. Six more brave American soldiers were murdered in Afghanistan today, right?
I know, yes. Ridiculous. We didn't even, you know what, I didn't even talk about that. Let me stop you there, because people listening might not know the story, but terrible thing when we talk about what's going on in Afghanistan and we talk about the troops there. And so that did make big news. And, yes, yeah, so six more dead that you can add to the list.
I can guarantee you, Kate, Margaret Thatcher or the great President Ronald Reagan wouldn't be fooling around in Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan longer than the Second World War and the First World War combined. Margaret Thatcher, how long did it take Margaret Thatcher to tune the stupid Argentinians in over the, remember the Falkland Islands?
Yeah.
That took about 3 weeks, right? A month. And she completely crushed Argentina and got an unconditional surrender. We've been in Afghanistan for 10 bloody years now. I don't know when they're going to start fighting that war. But what I called about was WikiLeaks. I am really ticked off of, you know, which is more dangerous? WikiLeaks, North Korea, or Justin Bieber? That's all I combine all
these. What choices?
But anyways, you know, does WikiLeaks have anything to do with the Wiccan religion, like witchcraft?
No, totally
nothing.
Somebody
told me that it's related to Wiccan. Have you ever heard of the Wiccan religion?
Yes, we know all about it. My goodness, we've had plenty of discussions about that during the whole Christine O'Donnell thing.
The president, what's that Australian, Solange or Elange or... The guy that's the president of WikiLeaks from Australia. What the
Julian
hell?
Julian Assange. Yeah.
Somebody said that he's a witch. That he's a member of the Wiccan
religion. Who's your somebody who said you're getting some bum information? No, it has nothing to do with the Wiccan religion.
Okay,
no.
If WikiLeaks was doing to the, Israel, the nation of Israel, what they're doing to the United States of America, how long do you think it would be before the Israeli Secret Service would take this guy out, this Australian guy out? You know, he would wind up with five or six extra belly buttons, wouldn't he? If he was doing to Israel what he was doing to the United States, the Israeli Secret Service would take him out in about less than a day, wouldn't they?
And I'll give you that there are a lot of people that suddenly he would find, and a lot of governments wouldn't stand for that. They would take him out somehow. You're right. Mysteriously, though, not on the books. Let's put it that way, Al. All right, Al, thanks for the phone call. That wraps up odds and ends. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mailbag. We always invite you to send your thoughts to the show at americatonight.net.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips a sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you, you won't have to think twice.
It's been a tough season for the Dallas Cowboys. As we mentioned, just a handful of wins that almost knocked off the New Orleans Saints on Thanksgiving Day. And it's been a pretty good run for Jason Garrett, I would say. He has the title of interim coach. But what a history the Dallas Cowboys have had. I think that's why so many people that are Dallas Cowboy fans, and even some that weren't, that were trying to give him cred and looking at the team on paper and heading into the season, thought that the Cowboys would be in a much better position than they are. But when you go deep, like I said, 50 years of history, and you think of some of those Dallas Cowboy teams, love them or hate them, you cannot deny what this, you know, what this team has done. And the dynasty years especially were huge. When we had dynasties in football and there wasn't as much parity, absolutely the Dallas Cowboys were one of those teams. I mentioned this, the fact that there's an incredible book out that if anybody in your world is a Cowboy fan, this is a must-have. I mean, no kidding. It's called America's Team, The Official History of the Dallas Cowboys. And joining us now is the man who put this together, Jeff Sullivan. Jeff, thanks for hopping on ATM. We appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm good. Tell me a little bit about you pulling this together. So you have this idea for the book, you know, 50 years, all that kind of stuff, and you really put some unique things in here, unique perspectives from different people around the team and people who have covered the team, really, like Pat Summerall, and who knows all about the Dallas Cowboys, of course, and being involved. How did you, when you put the broad strokes together, how did you pull it together?
I think heading in, we put together a basic plan. We wanted to do a very fair, we wanted to spend as much time on the 1960s as the 1990s, as we wanted a very balanced scope of the first 50 years. We wanted to do the official 50th anniversary team. We wanted to get as many people involved as possible. I think I ended up speaking to about 85 people. We did about a 20-page chapter on the cheerleaders. We just tried to put something in there for basically those fans that have been there for all 50 years and those fans who, you know, have just been around for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so you do 85 interviews, and you got some really gold. I mean, there's real gold in what you dug up there. But of the 85, who was your favorite to talk to? Who was the favorite person you sat down with of everyone?
A few people have asked me that, and it's difficult to probably pick one. I really enjoyed Eddie LeBaron, who was the first QB in team history. A lot of people think it's Don Meredith, but LeBaron and him were both there on that original 1960 team, and they kind of split things the first 4 or 5 years. I mean, I spent a good 3 or 4 hours with him. Jimmy Johnson was really just completely honest and really opened up about some things that, you know, I really don't think have been out there previously. Michael Irvin was pretty good. Barry Switzer, I really enjoyed speaking to him, and I thought came away with a little bit of a different perspective in terms of, I think, how a lot of the fan base thinks back to the Barry Switzer era.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I can remember I was doing a talk show in Dallas during the Switzer era, and, boy, the fans were never kind to Barry Switzer. A lot of people did not warm up to Switzer. And they forget, I mean, he still was a guy who, whether the team was already there and teed up for him, he was still a guy that the players, some of the players anyway, played for, and he was still a guy who won the Super Bowl. There's no doubt about it. Now, you talked to every living member of the Ring of Honor. So that means you really talked to a lot of legends with a lot of stories to tell. What are some of your favorite stories that you heard?
Well, I think one of the advantages, too, I mean, this was the official 50th anniversary of the team, so it was a little bit easier to get people on the phone. Roger Staubach was a fascinating interview. He's such a competitive person, and you know, even now at 67, 68 years old, he still has that same passion. You can just see it, you know, when you talk to him. I was fascinated to hear both Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson speak about how the relationship fell apart. I mean, both of them were extremely honest about it. And maybe, you know, obviously it was 16, 17 years ago. It was a little bit easier for them to speak about that. But that was pretty fascinating because no team's ever won 3 straight Super Bowls in the history of the sport. Never, ever, ever. It's never been done. And they had won back-to-back, and you have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and they never even had the chance to go for it because of the personal relationship between them. It had nothing to do with the football aspect, and that was pretty fascinating to explore.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of Jerry Jones, that had to be pretty interesting for you because he goes on and on, boy. It would probably be hard to transcribe what Jerry had to say to you because I like that about him, though. He loves to talk and he loves the media. So I'm sure you got some good stuff.
He wrote the foreword for the book, and I think it really shows a different a much more humble side than I think anyone's ever seen of him previously. When we were working on the poet and the rest of the book together, we spent 4 or 5 days together in late May of this past year. And he's a really fascinating person. He kind of has his own, I don't want to say own language, but he communicates in a little bit of a different way where you go back and you listen to the notes and you get a kind of, you know, but he really he takes the time to kind of think what you ask him. You know, where a lot of people, they have in mind what they're going to tell you before you even ask them anything. And at least with Jerry, what I really appreciate was he pauses and he thinks and he wants to give you a very honest forthcoming answer.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, and you already mentioned this, the contrast with talking to of course, Jimmy Johnson, who, same thing, he never met a microphone he didn't like either. But also, he has a good, it's funny to say this, but he has a good wit about him. He has a good command of the English language, if you will, and he can turn a very funny phrase or two. And of course, everybody knows the big one, how about them Cowboys? I mean, you still hear that today every once in
Absolutely.
A while. A sports talk show throws it in somewhere in America, not just in Dallas, Texas. But
absolutely.
Did you get a chance to go on his boat? I heard his boat is really fun.
I did not. I really wanted to, and we had it planned. That's what we were going to do, and the Survivor thing happened about a week before. So I got him on the phone. We spoke for about 2 hours. Because when the Survivor, the TV show Survivor, when they leave, I guess they only give about a week's notice. So
right.
He had no idea that they were actually leaving, and then it happened fast. But, I mean, I was looking forward to that immensely. I mean, we didn't have a huge travel budget, but that was the number one trip on there that I wanted to do. But, unfortunately, the Survivor thing, I actually watched Survivor for the first time in my life just because he was on there. He's just one of those magnetic personalities that you could listen to him talk, you know, even if it had nothing to do with football.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, I really enjoyed the book, and, of course, we still have one that we're going to give away, one left that we're going to give away, and that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's Terrific America's Team, the official history of the Dallas Cowboys. If you are a Cowboy fan, boy, pick this up. We appreciate it, Jeff. Good luck with the book, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. So, like I said, what's interesting, and you heard him mention there, is the stories behind the stories. It's the stuff that you don't always get. You know, you get the fluff, you get what everybody knows, and then maybe a line or two, perhaps, that you haven't heard before. And he talked to some good sportscaster-type people, too, and writers like Dan Jenkins and Vern Lundquist, who covered the Cowboys forever, and Pat Summerall. He spent some time with Pat Summerall, too, so that was pretty neat. Another plug here for Nail the Score. Don't forget, doing that football thing here on America tonight, and we do it on Thursdays. You can be a part of that. It's in our third hour. All you have to do is call in and guess who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score will be. Odds and ends on the flip side.